Welcome in to the Take the Shot podcast. I'm paying attention, and I am Alec, and I'm here to talk about sports. We're going to stick to sports today, even though today is not a very good day to stick to sports. Nick has no idea what I'm talking about, which is he's like the only person in the world, but he can figure this out after we get done. But first, we're going to start the podcast off just like we did last week, because I want to get it out of the way because I don't really care about this. Nick, what's your update on Kawhi Leonard?
Okay. Well, I wanted to save this for the end of the pod, but I guess fuck it, I'll just do it now. So the last time we talked about it, may have overreacted, may have overshot our load, saying that the Clippers and Kawhi, they're kind of fucked. Yeah, it is very suspicious with all the evidence that's out there. I suppose just kind of listening to everything and just reviewing the CBA. Adam Silver, he can do something. He's just kind of missing like that hard evidence on what exactly he would need in order to kind of nail him down. If I'm sure the NBA will do their due diligence to try to find that. But chances are, if they're unable to find that, there isn't much they can do. I'm assuming they'll probably just slap him with like a fine and probably take away a couple draft picks. I don't know if they can find Kawhi. I guess I don't know how much they'll do to Kawhi just because they probably don't want to engage in a battle with the Players Association if there isn't too much evidence on their side. Actually, I was listening to Tom and Amin, though, and apparently there is a second part dropping, so who knows? Maybe in that second part, they will actually have that hard evidence. I'm assuming the NBA will probably also try to talk to the employees that Pablo talked to as well, and maybe find out from them. I don't know how much they'll be able to, even if they are able to talk to those people, I'm not sure how much they'll be able to take their personal accounts into question, just because we don't really know their roles in the company. But apparently this has crossed over to the mainstream, like a little outside sports, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, that's really all I have for Kawhi right now. But when that new Pablo drops, I will get into this more. All right, you can go with your college football takes.
Do I not get a chance to respond?
Oh, okay. You act like you never wanted to talk about it.
I'm part of the podcast, too. Well, all I'll say is I think Nick is wrong. I think they will come with the hammer down because they have to, even though there's not been very many recent developments. But we'll wait to see who's right. Spoiler alert, guys. It's going to be me.
I think it will be somewhere. I feel like they'll do like a half measure if they aren't able to find anything more. If they are able to find something that does link Ballmer and Kawhi to, like, more hard evidence linking them to aspiration, then, no doubt the hammer will come down. It's just, like, they're just literally missing, like, the one part. Like, I know a lot of people are comparing it to they will actually, maybe they will do something with Kawhi just because, like, there has been a lot of reports of suspicious activity with Kawhi in the past, and maybe they might just try to do something, and maybe
it's not going to be a Kawhi thing. Kawhi's not going to get suspended for this. They can't
punish. I don't know if he'll get suspended, but they'll probably like try to fine him or something, or I don't know. I don't know if he'll get fined.
He signed the contract, but he got offered the contract. They can't take that away from him.
The CBA though, like the contract has to be. You can't get a contract from a sponsor for not market value, and Kawhi literally did nothing. So it's hard to justify that he did.
That he also did nothing for the Clippers too. So
it's hard to justify that he provided market value for aspiration.
I agree to disagree. But
okay, all right. Well, I'm just saying, like, for any, if he at least sent out like a tweet or something, said anything, he could at least like, at least say that's market value. Like, at least in like, at least he's a shoe rep for like New Balance, but like he's like his own New Balance line. Well, but he at least has to do like commercials for New Balance.
Okay, but Nick, here's the thing: if we had, let's pick a random athlete, Anthony Rizzo, because he retired today, and I had to shout him out on the podcast because it made me feel sad, washed, and happy that he's signing his little one-day contract with the Cubs to retire. But if, say, we said that Anthony Rizzo sponsored us, we just said that in the air. That's like them saying Kawhi Leonard was sponsored by this stupid tree company.
He actually got money from them, though.
Yeah, but if we gave him money, it'd have the same effect, and it'd be stupid either way, because we paid him money for not doing anything. It's on the Clippers. It's not on Kawhi.
I do not believe that's how the NBA will view it.
If I went up to Anthony Rizzo and said, hey, man, will you sponsor the podcast? Here's $100,000 that I don't have, and I give them the money, he'll be like, hell yeah, what do I have to do? And I tell him nothing? That's not on Anthony Rizzo. That's on me for being stupid.
Yeah, I suppose that would. I suppose the NBA will have to investigate that. If it was, if they do find out that the fucking, I forget the owner's name of fucking Aspiration, if they just found out that he was just like the biggest like Kawhi Leonard fan and bigger Clipper fan and just wanted to keep him in LA and literally just paid him to literally do nothing to keep him in LA, I suppose that would, in that scenario, I suppose the NBA really couldn't do anything. Unless they connected Ballmer to that somehow. But aside from that scenario, I don't see exactly how Kawhi... Again, I don't know how much they'll do to Kawhi Leonard. Just because once you do something to Kawhi Leonard, then you take the Players Association into it. And I don't know how
they're
big of a fight...
They're not doing a damn thing to
I don't know how big of a fight they want to take with the Players Association. But they definitely will at least... I feel like they'll at least do something to the Clippers.
They'll do something to the Clippers, and they'll do something to his quote-unquote agent, who is his uncle. And make
his uncle's not his agent.
Well, they'll do something to his... Does he have an actual agent, or is he like the mom?
He does have an actual agent, but... Fuck, I don't... See, I don't even know his agent's name, because, like, I'm pretty sure his agent only reps him, like, he's...
They'll probably ban him. They can ban him.
Yeah, they can probably take away, like, his agent certification or whatever. I don't know for sure... I guess we'll see what they'll do, but I'm just going to wait till Pablo Part 2 drops. Part 2 drops, I'm assuming.
No free ads.
Sampson will probably also be on there. Ugh. Your boy.
I like David Sampson as a content creator, not a business guy. Not as a business guy. He ruined the Levitard show.
He does. I guess he was probably the reason why I probably overreacted. I guess just because... I guess he was taking it more from like the team side of view, from like the baseball part, but that's
yeah, because he's the Marlins' former president. They cry about how broke they are because they're not the Yankees all the time. So all these little broke ass owners, quote unquote broke ass owners, are pissed off at Steve Ballmer right now because he's rich and can do this without.
Have the Marlins tried running a functional franchise?
Hey man, he won a World Series. Not better with him than they are without him.
Fair. Well, they fired the one Asian chick that got their team good.
Well, that was, if, I'm sorry, Alec, that was a very, 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 very lucky team all year. But, yeah, I don't really want to.
I also believe baseball's random as fuck, so I cannot say for sure.
And that's why they play so many games, Nick. I've told you this forever, that because it evens out over time. If they just play, if they just play two games... The Rockies can beat the Dodgers in two games, and then it would be normal.
Well, explain the Orioles, though. Like, they were literally, like, number... They were, like, the best team last season, and they suck this year.
They have no pitching. All their players are young. They're having sophomore and third-year slumps, and that just... You have to adjust. You have to fail in the big leagues.
I'm just saying. That...
And it's on the GM.
I'm just saying you never really see that in the NBA without, like, something drastic happening.
Here's the thing, though, Nick. The NBA, these owners would probably spend because there's a cap... The Orioles did not spend shit this year, even though they have no pitching, because the cool thing about the Orioles is that all their bats are cost-controllable young players because they haven't had their young, they haven't had their payday yet. So they have all this free, in theory, they have all this free budget to sign pitchers. Didn't sign anybody.
They basically like the Rays.
Yeah. And reports are that the owners were like, hey man, we'll give you the suspend. And the GM was, like, trying to big brain it because he wanted to be smart and be, quote-unquote, the cool GM, like, nerd and not sign anybody and wanted to do it his way, like, scrapping along. So, I don't know. But next on the rundown, Nick, you have Nebraska. And obviously I have my opinions on Nebraska, but do you have any opinions on Nebraska?
They They played a trash Akron team and they dominated, so they did what they're supposed to do, which is a step in the right direction, because a lot of times in the past, they did not do what they were supposed to do and would almost fumble these games, so glad they at least are on the right track.
Okay.
But I had this segment mostly for you because you said that you had a little rant you wanted to go on.
My rant is mostly directed at you. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, of course. All right.
My rant is, okay, for those that don't know, I was texting people throughout this game, and in the first quarter, I was very pissed because they got stuffed at the 1 yard line by Akron, of all teams, who clearly is terrible. Dylan was just throwing these inaccurate passes that were somehow caught by wide receivers. They fumbled the ball at the goal line, so it wasn't all clean. But now, since it's... But I got laughed at and told to calm down. But it turns out the coach has a leaked halftime video out there, and he's ripping their asses in the halftime. So why am I the only one getting made fun of for freaking out when Coach Rule clearly sees it the same way?
Because you're Nebraska and in the Frost era, you guys literally had some of the most hilarious losses of all time, so.
But okay.
You should be glad to literally be up 33-0.
I don't get this. I'm a Bears fan too, and we'll get into the Bears later, not to bring up this bullshit before because it's going to piss me off, but I've seen a couple Bears fans be like, oh, look at the stat line, Caleb was good. Why am I changing my standards because the Bears franchise and the Bears quarterbacks have been so ass? Why am I changing my standards from what these teams should do to Akron because the pass has been so ass if I want to get back to where I want to go? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those 90s Nebraska fans who like thinks it's going to be a national title. Like, I don't think that's ever going to happen in my lifetime. Hope it does. I don't think it will. But why can't I look at this as a coach and be like, oh, you got to fix that. You better fix that before Michigan, otherwise that game's going to suck. Oh, you better fix that before USC. That's going to suck. As a fan, why can't I do that?
I'm just saying, there's steps to it. I'm glad that they fixed it. I'm glad that they turned it around in the second half. Even the fucking backups were balling out.
I'm not saying I was mad the whole game. Because after I was mad, after I texted that I was fucking livid, they kind of turned it on.
Yeah.
And they didn't punt. They didn't turn the ball over. They didn't allow any touchdowns, obviously, the rest of the game. But at the start, kind of scary. Because if you're not pushing around Akron, if you're not scoring at the one, first of all, throw that fucking play away. I don't know why you think you're the Philadelphia Eagles. Throw it out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they ran the fucking... Actually, I did text you guys. I thought they were the Eagles trying to run the touch push.
That pissed me off, man. Like, you have... They did run Heinrich Harburg as the guy, the QB sneak guy.
I saw the team.
Yeah. Oh. He's a tight end now.
Oh, nice.
So they did do... They put him at the QB.
Oh, so they do like the Ravens version, where they put like Mark Andrews back there. Yeah.
And then they had Dylan in the background. I thought like he was going to do anything, but the play that snapped.
To be fair, if you're going to do that, honestly, just take Dylan out. Put in like a fucking running back or some shit. Like, go full like Wildcat or some shit. Like, you know the quarterback ain't doing really.
Fair.
You know the quarterback ain't doing shit. Maybe they're going to do that.
Did you see the New Mexico State play at the goal line against Michigan week one where they just basically...
Oh, actually, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Jump pass.
Yeah, I saw that.
Maybe that's going to happen, but I guarantee you against Akron, that's not going to fucking happen. So why are you doing that? But yeah, there's things to fix. But like you said, they did what they had to do. It was nice to see the backups come into play because we haven't had a game like that in a while. If you think about it, that's never happened in a role. Like sometimes the backups play a little bit against UTEP last year week one. The backups got in at the end of the fourth quarter a little bit.
I think they put the backups in like in the third quarter.
Yeah, but
like the end of the third quarter.
Dude, this literally everybody but like two active players got to play in the game.
Yeah.
And it was like the punter and the fourth string quarterback. So, I mean, that's a good game.
Yeah.
Now, what they need to do is do it again because they got one more of these little bullshit games against an FCS team who is on paper worse than Akron. So 11 o'clock games for the first time in the year can be kind of sleepy games because it's earlier in the morning. You're never used to the early morning games yet. Go out there, run it down their throats, and I want to see another running back that's not Emmett Johnson produce.
Emmett's been kind of a ball now, though. He's running hard.
Oh, I know, but we can't just... It's not like you can live off like Derrick Henry.
I know. Yeah, he's not.
He's not. First of all, he's not Derrick Henry, but you can't live off one back anymore. You got to have two or three backs because at some point, Emmett's going to twist his ankle or something. He's going to be out a couple plays. You can't put a little scrub back there who sucks.
Yeah.
So I want to see someone actually run the ball decent from the back.
It's like fucking NCAA. You fucking got to run like five running backs because after like three plays, your first string's going to get injured.
The one other thing I have to throw in here is that the backup quarterback for the Huskers is a freshman who never played college football until that game. On the season, Nick, his completion percentage is like 90%. He has 128 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, wait.
Iowa's quarterback.
Roll that back. He never played high school football?
I said college football. Never played a snap in college because he's
a freshman. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. After a second, I thought. Wait.
No.
That makes sense. Well, that makes sense because he's a freshman.
Well, yeah, but it's still insane. You don't see. Fucking Arch Manning played snaps in college, and he went out there. Granted, it was against Ohio State, but he went out there and looked like ass, and then looked like ass again this week. Even though he.
Well, to be fair, Arch had starts last year. It's not like he never started.
Dylan was a decent for a freshman last year. There's other freshmen who are decent, but you don't really see a freshman backup who was never hyped to start. Maybe he'd start at like Akron or Ohio, but he's got to progress a little bit.
He's going up against Akron, though.
I know, but it's still crazy that a freshman just came in and did that and has 128 yards, and Iowa's starting quarterback has 127 over two games. Just have to say that.
Iowa's just a special scenario. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they're probably going to beat Nebraska, and it's going to piss me off, but, you know?
Well, if they beat Nebraska, it's going to be like fucking like 9-3. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gave me one thing to do to prep for this podcast, and it was my top five college football observations of last week. Did you not?
Yes.
And I came prepared, Nick. Kind of.
I didn't really give it to you, but you kind of gave it to yourself, but you said you were going to prepare for it, so go ahead.
Well, I already gave you a sneak peek of my number five in the chat, so congratulations to our Patreon members. Number five, Mike Gundy. Start looking for a job, man. He's gonna become like a failed Senate campaign in Oklahoma, or he's gonna start his own like right wing political podcast and just go crazy. He's a crazy motherfucker. He's the guy who, if you don't know, he's like, I'm a man. I'm 40. That press conference, that famous press conference.
I believe I've seen it.
Yeah.
Did he take his like shirt off or something during that press conference?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, he's done. Oregon, fuck them. And it could have been a lot worse, too.
Oh, yeah.
And usually, everybody knew that Oklahoma State was going to win. Oregon was going to win. But, damn, it was bad. It was over before they even started.
Yeah, I just remember they were supposed to be good last year with Ollie Gordon, and they kind of shit the bed on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I think, don't quote me on this, I'm pretty sure a former Lincoln Southwest quarterback from here locally starts for them. So transfer, buddy. Find somewhere else to play.
Well, that's a little less local than I know, because I honestly barely know the Lincoln schools.
Well, I don't even know if Lincoln Southwest is a school, so. But
that sounds right.
We're going to roll with it. My number four observation. Iowa State, Iowa. That's exactly how that's supposed to go. Just a garbage football game that comes down to a field goal. Should not be any. If it's above 20 points for any team, nah. I don't want it. Not in Iowa State, Iowa.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
You remember how I asked the other Alec what his favorite Iowa team was?
Yes.
Do you think if Iowa won it, he would have said Iowa was his favorite team over Iowa State?
I was going to text that, but I was like, I'm not going to do it today.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. He would have said Iowa's the favorite team.
I'd throw that in there.
And, yeah. Also, we've had this conversation before, but I do not understand how you can be a fan of both those teams. It's fucking crazy. It's like me being a fan of both the Packers and the Bears.
I do know someone who is a fan of both Michigan and Michigan State.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's insane. Like, the only possible way I can understand it for college purposes, if one school is very good at football and one school is very good at basketball or something like that.
To be fair, he's not really, like, he's more of a casual sports fan, so it's like, I really wasn't going to, like, press it. I was just like, oh, that's weird. And I was like, yeah, just fucking like both. I'm like,
nah.
You know, whatever.
You should be pressed for that.
Again, he's not, like, a hardcore sports fan. To be fair, he probably doesn't get, like, all the rivalries and shit. So I was like, I wasn't going to press it.
Number three. They won. But I was right about Cade Klubnik. I would just like to say that again. That guy sucks.
I'm kind of glad that you took him in our draft.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, yeah. So after, wait, I'm thinking, like, after what? This is going to be week three coming up?
Yep.
Okay, after week four, I'll do an update for both.
No, I'll do after week three, because after week three for college, because that's when most non-conference is done and conference play starts.
Nah, I'll do after, wait, actually, when's NFL week? Oh, yeah, this is NFL week two coming up. I'll do, actually, after NFL week four, I'll do an update for both. Because it'll basically be like a quarter mark for like the NFL season, and I guess maybe a third mark for college. That's a good point to update everything, but yeah.
Number two, Billy Napier, pass the sticks, Florida. Give all your money in the world to Lane Kiffin. It may not work, but it'll be better than whatever the bullshit you have going on right now, and it'll be funny too. So, Lane Kiffin to the Florida Gators.
Oh wait, did USF play Miami this week?
Yes.
Ooh.
We'll preview that here shortly. Good game. Good game. The battle for Florida.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to break this up now. I will probably be coming out with a picks column. I will, you know, fuck it, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll write it tomorrow, probably release Friday. Subscribe to the Substack if you want to hear my picks. Oh, wait, was that your number two?
Yes.
All right. What's your number one?
Oklahoma. Possibly good.
Yeah, that quarterback was a dog. He was,
I don't know,
he was escaping pressure.
I don't know if I trust him in SEC play, but they're interesting.
It's still early. You got to see more, but it was definitely a good sign. Michigan, they should not be a slouch team. Michigan seems like they'll at least be better than last year.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think Oklahoma's that good, but I also think that's a win against a name brand team who's decent that could propel them to have some momentum and possibly beat, I don't know their schedule, but they can possibly beat like the above average SEC teams. I don't think they'll beat like Texas.
I'm pretty sure they play like Texas. You think they could upset like a Texas?
Oh yeah, because you put Brett Venables against Arch. That guy's head's going to be scrambling. It'd be like Caleb against Brian Forrest.
Is Venables like an offensive coach, though?
No, he's defensive.
Oh, shit.
He's a crazy guy.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was an offensive coach. Wait, I don't know why I thought he was Clemson's OC.
He was the DC.
Oh. Oh, that's almost high pay attention to coaches. Well, especially college. NFL, I'm a little better.
Well, those are my top five college football observations. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Nick, do you want to preview this upcoming week of college football?
Yeah.
As you already stated, one of the bigger games this week, it's on CW. So it's going to be maybe the most important CW game.
Oh, God. Games on CW?
Yeah. South Florida versus Miami. It's going to be a battle. But I think I got to go with the Canes here solely because they saw what happened last week and they're not going to come in taking it easier, like, they're going to be prepared. And, like, there's not going to be, like, you know how sometimes teams get complacent and they think an easy win's coming on the schedule. They punch them in the mouth and they can just never get it back.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen because they saw it happen to Florida and South Florida's 2-0. So.
Oh, God, it's 3:30 on the CW. How the fuck did the CW get this game? But Miami is 17.5-point favorites. I will, not financial advice, but I would recommend taking South Florida on the spread, at least.
Well,
sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
Miami's a good team, but Miami's not a great team because great teams cover and great teams don't have Mario Cristobal as a coach. Sorry.
Yeah. One, they have Mario Cristobal as a coach, too. I think Carson Beck will at least throw some up for grabs. Whether or not they get those, I don't know.
True. He does throw interceptable balls, but he's a good quarterback. A good college quarterback.
Bro, did you not see that one catch? Like, that should have been, or that one pass that should have been intercepted, but dude literally just fucking one-handed it.
As someone who's a fan of a quarterback who needs to learn how to let it rip, not Dylan, but the other one that I root for, who just needs to learn how to let it rip again and take some chances for once and is not be scared to turn the ball over anymore. Sometimes you just got to fire that fucking thing and make a let a receiver make a play. Sometimes it doesn't work. Yeah. Sometimes it does.
Hey,
but sometimes, Nick, you got to take the shot.
That's how I play in NCAA. Fucking just man coverage, throw it downfield. That was the first game. Let's just go back to Friday real quick because I do think we got a couple interesting Friday games. Granted, they're not ranked. Colorado, Houston.
That's not interesting. But it's also interesting.
I think it's interesting because you just don't really know who's good in the Big 12. And it just, I guess.
I don't think Houston is.
Well, I don't know.
And I don't think Colorado is either. They're on their third string quarterback.
It'll just be interesting to see where they're at. And then, I guess, Kansas State, Arizona. We can see if Arizona might be good. Or
see if Kansas State still has that curse stuck on him. Moral of the story, guys, don't go to Ireland.
Ooh, UCLA, New Mexico.
This is a must-win for UCLA.
I am going to say take New Mexico with the money or with the spread, but definitely sprinkle a little on the money line too.
I think UCLA wins the game because it's like a must-win because they can't go in a conference play 0-3.
Yeah, -15.5. I don't think Nico's good.
It's not. I mean,
I guess to be fair, I haven't really watched the UCLA, but
he's not. He should be better than he is, but like. It can spiral on them quick.
I'm seeing some picks that I like this week. You know what? I'm definitely starting this pick.
Is that game on Friday?
Yeah, that's a 9 p.m. Friday.
No one is going to fucking be there. Is it at UCLA?
Yes, at UCLA.
No one is fucking going to be there.
Let's see. Wisconsin, Alabama.
That's an interesting game in the fact that if Wisconsin somehow wins that game, Luke Fickell's job is saved no matter what this year, and Kalen DeBoer may not make it out alive.
Yeah. For this one, would not recommend betting on Wisconsin.
No.
If you do want to sprinkle a little bit, though, put some on the money line, because somehow the money line's +900, which usually it never gets that high for -20.5, but...
Wisconsin's bad. Alabama's good.
I said I didn't recommend it, but I'm saying if you like some dogs and you want to sprinkle a little bit...
Is that game in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, it's in Tuscaloosa.
Oof. Wisconsin. Yeah. Yikes.
I'm just saying, if you like dogs, put a little bit on the money line for Wisconsin. Ooh. Actually, some of these don't have spreads yet. So they don't have a spread for Nebraska, Houston Christian.
Well, that's different because, like, let's be real. If Houston Christian wins, this state, I will burn myself alive, and the rest of the state will burn down, too.
Still, usually by now, they'd have, like, a spread for it. Okay. Oh, yeah, we got a good one at 2:30 on ABC. We got, looks like we're in SEC conference play. We got Georgia and Tennessee. Oh, actually, the SEC does, they do theirs weird. Cause,
yeah, because like, they have that one cupcake
game. Yeah, they always like, get the one cupcake game in, like, November. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's a little early for conference play, but, yeah, I always forget they do that.
I'm going to go Georgia here because I trust the rest of their team more than I trust Tennessee's depth. But it's in Knoxville, I believe.
Yes, it is
in
Knoxville.
And I still do not trust Georgia's quarterback at all. I don't think he's good. But I trust Kirby Smart over Josh Heupel, and I think the Georgia Bulldogs will roll.
What about Aguilar?
I haven't seen him play enough to have an opinion. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But judging from the point totals, I would say he's not Hendon Hooker.
He's not Hendon Hooker,
and
but
I would say
he's
a little bit better than what Nico was last year, but I think I'd rather have Nico.
Nah, I think I'd rather have this guy. I guess I just saw him do the Syracuse game, but dude was chucking it.
Dude, Syracuse. They almost lost to UConn.
Bro, he hit the dupe. He hit the dupe the deep balls on Syracuse, which I guess I never paid too much attention to Tennessee last year. Tennessee, they had a great defense. Seems like they lost a lot of that defensive depth. But it seems like Nico's biggest problem last year was that he just couldn't hit the deep ball.
Yeah, Nico's like a look-the-part all-star that throws a pretty ball. And
yeah, I saw that his QB class, maybe one of the worst QB classes of all time coming out of high school, because I think it was like him. I forget who was in it. It was like him, Arch, someone else.
Can I go on a little rant real quick about quarterbacks? Actually, sure. I'll save it. I'll save it till the end of the football talk.
To be fair, it was just on that side. I was like, sure, maybe. It's funny if it. It's just for jokes. Like, again, it's Twitter. It's jokes.
No. It's not about that specifically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're in Miami, South Florida. What else? Yeah. Oh, Florida LSU.
Is it it?
Does Florida have a bounce back? Yeah, it's in Baton Rouge.
No, they do not.
LSU is -7.5.
No, they do not, but if Florida somehow wins, Brian Kelly, your ass is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
It's basically, the SEC is basically trading hot seats back and forth and seeing what fans want to kill their coach more.
Well, the nightcap, we have Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
That's a gross game because I don't think Texas A&M quarterback is very good, and I don't think Notre Dame's is either. Where's it at?
It's in Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's winning this very close game, though. Would not be surprised if Texas A&M actually pulled it off.
Texas A&M on the spread?
Yeah.
+6.5?
Yeah.
All right. UMass, Iowa, -35.5.
Hours. What's the under? That's the
43.5. I would say just, you know, I'll say take combined UMass plus the spread plus the under.
What's the spread? UMass is probably one of the worst.
-35.5, but that would also involve Iowa scoring 35 points.
UMass is terrible. UMass, I don't know. I don't remember which team UMass lost to last week, but it was an FCS team, I'm pretty sure.
I will look at that right now. UMass is 0-2. They lost to Bryant. And they lost to Temple 42-0 week one.
Yeah. Well, obviously Iowa's going to win, but
yeah,
I don't know if they'll take the air out of the ball. They may want to work things out with the passing game and just run it up on him, kind of like
Iowa working things out with a passing game. That's funny.
I mean, you got to do it somewhere. I don't know. Not a game I'm interested to watch.
Okay.
Anything else on that night?
Yeah, I think some of these are. I might just. I don't know how many picks I should do for the picks combo. Yeah, there's not really any of the good games, but yeah, that's kind of it.
Huh. Well, the good news is next week on this podcast, we have a lot of good games to go because it's week 4, Big Ten conference play starts, so you get some teams with good matchups.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, should we transition to the other football that was going on this week?
Yes.
And I did the top 5 NFL or college observations. Do you have a top 5 NFL observations?
Before I start with that, I'm going to do my fucking NFL rant.
Can you do it at the end, actually? And then I'll do my quarterback rant?
Fine. I'll switch it up.
Yeah, it's like this is so hard to switch it up.
All right. Number 5, Micah Parsons. He's good.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, okay, I got something to say. Yes, he is good. But I saw this thing. I saw this little graphic, and the sound was off on my TV, so I don't know. I was listening to something else. So I don't know if it had context to it. But I saw a stat that said he forced one interception. How the fuck can we quantify that? We're going extra far just for that.
Okay. I don't know the context behind it, but if I had to guess.
Unless you tip it, then I could see a forced interception. But if you, I don't think he tipped the pass and led to an interception.
To be fair, I wasn't like hardcore paying attention to this game because Green Bay just kind of went up very quickly and then the Lions just didn't have it. So I was like, I'll just put this on the side and kind of pay attention to it. Although I did see of the 29 snaps that Micah Parsons played, he did have one where he just like absolutely like chased Jared Goff down and just sacked the fuck out of him. But the play I believe that you're referring to, I think that was another pressure by Parsons where I think Jared Goff is rolling out and made him not throw it. Basically, like, Jared Goff was trying to throw it on the run and try to get rid of it, and then by him, like, chasing him down, he forced the interception that way.
Yeah, that's a bullshit stat. That's not a stat. Don't put it in the graphic. We don't have to. We already know he's good, guys. We don't have to hype him up now that he's on the Packers. Next.
Okay. But, yeah. Also, they are coming up on Thursday night.
That's gross. That's the grossest matchup. I don't think you can get me to watch that game. I think
that's actually a good game. Like,
I think, yeah, but I hate Jaden Daniels because everybody always compares him to Caleb. And I'm over it, and I hate the Packers because they're Packers. And I don't think you can give me a worse game to watch.
Okay, to be fair, he's biased, and again, the Bears may have chosen the wrong quarterback because maybe they should have chose Jaden.
Eh, that's not true. Sophomore slump incoming, but.
Is Caleb having a sophomore slump? Because it didn't look good in his game one.
Okay. There's more time in the season.
Okay. Let's see. Actually. Oh. Actually, yeah. I think I'll do this one. The Dolphins? Maybe really bad. I thought they would be bad before the season, but they may really be bad. Oh. So, again, it's just game one.
This is my
and a lot of these observations may be overreactions, but
this is my thing about the Dolphins. I think they're a team, and I know this to be a fact actually because they play the Bears in joint practices.
Yes,
and the Bears punched them in the throat basically in the practice, and then they came out and they bitched about how hard the Bears play. So they're soft, which everybody knows the Dolphins are soft. But I think they're a team, if you come out and you pound the rock and you hit them hard, they're going to just curl up in a little ball and go away. If you play a finesse team that isn't that tough, they have a chance. But if you're a hard-nosed team, which I don't even know if the Colts are or not, because I don't know anything about the Colts, because the Colts are irrelevant to my mind, as they should be.
Oh, Danny Dimes is running on them.
Well, drop some dimes on them. But I don't think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. Like, I don't think they're going to end. I don't think they're going to have a top five pick at the end of the year.
I think they could have a top five pick at the end of the year. I do believe they will at least be bottom 10.
Bottom 10 and top five, a little different. I don't know if the draft
bottom
of the depth in the draft.
Oh, okay. I mean, they could be bottom five. I think they will be somewhere between like 5 and 10. Worst teams.
I could see it.
Oh, third observations. Bengals. Still off to a slow start this year, even though they played everyone in the preseason. It looks like playing them in the preseason did not work. They just, I don't know what it is about them, but they just got slow starts. The Browns literally held them to 7 yards in the second half and still somehow lost the game. I think that's the first time that's ever happened. Granted, we kind of know how that happened because Flacco was throwing some picks and maybe, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. God, that was my dog of the week. I really wanted that one to hit. It almost hit. But, yeah.
Okay, I don't think the Bengals are going to be that good of a team, but I think this is some very week one overreaction because it's what people already thought going in of all their flaws. They're going to get a little bit better.
Again.
They're going to find a way to involve Ja'Marr Chase. They're not going to face a pass rush with the caliber of Myles Garrett all the time. So, I don't think we can... I don't think they're going to be its bottom 10 team, but mid, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think they'll be mid. I think they'll be a little worse than people are saying because I think some people have them like just outside like top 10. I think they'll probably be closer to like fringe playoff, but yeah. Okay, and back to my previous statement. Again, these are week one observations, so most of these will be considered overreactions, but again, just what I observed from week one. 49ers. What the fuck is up with their medical staff? Why can no one on that goddamn team stay healthy? God, Brock Purdy's almost about to miss a game. George Kittle's already on IR.
Dude.
Christian McCaffrey's already coming with health concerns. Somehow he's like the most healthy one for this week. And fuck, who else? There was someone else that was like questionable for this week.
And they got lucky too. Oh, they should have lost that game.
But yeah, like, what the fuck is up with their medical staff? I saw on Twitter, Chad Johnson was like, yo, NFL, hire me. I can fix their medical situation. Which, if I had to guess, him fix their medical situation would just be having them eat McDonald's. But I don't think that works for everyone. You know what? Fuck it at this point. Well, they didn't Jones, try anything.
Mac Jones playing quarterback is what Kyle Shanahan has wanted for many years.
That's what we wanted in that draft.
Yes. Don't let him say otherwise. And also, I had this take earlier. I've told you this take before. No one gives him enough shit for trading three first-rounders for Trey Lance. Because Trey Lance sucks. Like, talk about an actual bust. Caleb Williams could be a bust, but at least he's going to be a serviceable quarterback.
But we kind of knew Trey Lance was a project coming into it.
Okay, that doesn't mean... Oh, is Anthony Richardson a bust?
Yeah. But we also knew he was a project as well.
Would you trade three first-round picks for... Would a team be dumb if they traded three first-round picks for Anthony Richardson?
Right now, yes. Back in the draft... Fuck it. People do it all the time. Like, it's not exact...
Yeah, but
It's not exact science.
I don't want to use the Bears, because fuck the Bears. They don't need me defending them. But why do the Jets get shit for picking Zach Wilson and staying there and picking Zach Wilson, but the 49ers don't get shit for Trey Lance, even though they traded three first-rounders to pick that guy?
Because Brock Purdy saved their ass. That's why.
That's a fair objective point.
That's literally the answer. You want to know why? That's literally the answer why. They just happened to get Brock Purdy.
I don't even think it's that good. Sorry.
They accidentally happened to get Brock Purdy in the 7th round that year, and he fucking saved their ass. And that's why they don't get shit for it.
I don't think he's that good, but whatever. What's your number one observation?
My number one observation. You know what? I'm just going to do my number one observation as my rant.
Okay. I'll go first then. Not rants.
No, my number one observation is going to be my rant.
Okay, do you want me to my Bears talk, or do you just want to save the rant for the end of NFL talk?
No, I'm doing it now.
Okay.
All right. My number one observation is John Harbaugh, Todd Monken, stop playing like fucking bitches. What the fuck is wrong with you? Run some goddamn offense for the love of God. If God is real. I don't know. Lamar believes in them. And if Lamar believes in them, whatever. For the love of God, run some goddamn offense.
I'm actually proud of Nick right now because even though the Ravens are annoying...
This is the one thing that pisses me about NFL teams is that they literally, when they're up, they literally play not to lose. They don't fucking play to win. Fucking run offense, play to win. Doesn't matter if you fucking turn over the ball. Like, I'm not saying make dumb plays. I'm just saying fucking Derek, you were trying to run it out and Derek Henry fumbled anyway. You still turned it over, and that's basically what got them the win. Just run some fucking offense.
Okay, Nick, there's...
All right.
I like your theory in theory, but you've got to take the situation into You're playing against Josh Allen, who you don't want to have the ball back. You have the...
Want him to have the ball back, but if you just fucking run it three times, they stuff you and you punt it.
Okay.
Guess what? He gets the ball back. Fucking run some offense. Go downfield.
They don't have DeAndre Swift back there. They have Derrick Henry back there.
I know they have Derrick Henry back there.
It's different. Yeah. Were you not like fucking simping over Derrick Henry at the beginning of the game?
Yes, but so I'm just saying. Different? I'm just saying some of the after the Derrick Henry fumble though, that last drive after that, I'm like. Bro, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, actually, like, run some plays. Like, try to win this game. Just stop trying to, like, run up the middle. Like, run some plays. Try to actually, like, get down the field and score. Like, run it up. Stop playing like pussies.
But it's situation. Like, if it was against the Saints, okay, cool. Throw it all around. Make a playmaker to take the ball away from the
ball or whatever. I don't care. That's what I hate. That is my point. Stop trying to run the fucking clock out. Score some goddamn points. Fuck. For the love of God. Stop doing this every goddamn time. Fuck. Score some points.
How much money do you lose in this game?
None.
Oh, you just like...
But for real. Just fucking score some points. Stop playing like a fucking pussy. My pussy hurts. I need to run the clock out. I need to not lose this game. If you don't want to lose the game, score some points. Run it up. Stop running out the fucking clock. Okay. Stop. Football coaches... Oh, my God. For how much they're like... ugh, football, we're so tough. Gotta be mentally tough. They just fucking play like pussies at the end of the game, and it fucking drives me crazy.
Well, do you want them to throw 50 times a game?
No, I'm not saying throw 50 times a game, but I'm just saying, like, run your normal offense. Like,
now, this is not a shock. This won't be a shock to you, but I went to bed because that game was pissing me off because it was, like, not close when I went to bed.
Yeah.
And then,
also, I woke up and it was fucking, of course, weird. If you believe in God, fucking, like, the Ravens, like, literally tipped a passing end zone, like, Keon Coleman, like, fucking, like, dove and caught it. So they fucking completed it. Oh, my God.
Well, okay. I think there's situations where you're correct. You don't want to go into fucking the. You know what pisses me off more? The little bend don't break bullshit defense. These defensive play if they're up big, and then yeah. They just let the game let them in back slowly because they're just giving up yards to try to take time off the clock and not trying to play, not blitzing, not putting pressure on him. Oh, you can have your little dick and ducks here. We'll give you 3-4 yards. Well, after a while, Nick, those 3 to 4 yards turn into 50 yards, and then, oh shit, 50-yard or 35-yard touchdown pass by insert quarterback here, they're right back in the game. I hate prevent defense. I hate that shit. That's what happened in the Akron game.
There is a place for prevent defense. Teams just use it too early.
Well.
That should be like a very end-of-the-game situation. Like, that's again, I like your take on that. I do think some teams do it too early, like way too early, but there are some certain situations for that.
Okay. Can I do my rant now?
Your rant's about probably about the Bears.
No, but I'll talk about the Bears first because I know you want to hear my tears. All right. You know, I have no issue with saying that football makes me irrational sometimes in the heat of the moment where I text people and I'm like, this motherfucker has 6 games left, otherwise I'm out on him. And part of that is true. Part of it is, like, I'm not doing this bullshit again. I'm done defending all these stupid fucking quarterbacks and all this bullshit, and then they leave, and their ass there, too. And don't let Justin Fields fool you guys. I'm telling you, that was an aberration. I've seen that before. Week 2, shockingly, the Steelers are on paper good defense. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
But week 2, apparently, they didn't play like any of their starters in like preseason, so I guess.
Yeah, I don't know who the Jets play this week, but Justin Fields is not going to look like that again. I promise you that.
We'll see.
Part of me. A little worried, but part of me also knows, Nick, Brian Flores is a fucking menace.
Yes.
And you're learning a new system. And even if you're the biggest Bears hater and Viking fanatic in the world, you had a lot of calls go against you. Like, I'm not a refs loss of the game type of person. Bruh, the refs bailed out the fucking Vikings. So did the Bears.
Yeah, to be honest, I did not really watch the second half of that. For the second half of the game, but
there's a bullshit holding call that ended up taking them out of field goal range. There was a bullshit pass interference call when the receiver just fell down. There was another I forgot the other bullshit call was, but there was one more. It was just like call after call after call on these motherfuckers, and it's just started going.
Did you guess at the home game?
The Bears were at the home.
The calls were going against you?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was. No one respects the Bears, man.
I'm just saying, fuck. If you, I feel like if you're the home team, you should at least the call should go in your favor.
Yeah, no one cares about the Bears, bro. But J.J. McCarthy got named the NFC Player of the Week.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was up with that.
Okay, here's the problem with fandom: the Vikings fans right now.
Who votes on this shit?
I have no idea.
It's like media reporters.
I don't know. But.
Wait, he got NFC Player of the Week? Oh, wait, no.
He got NFC Player of the Week, or okay. Offensive Player of the Week. Okay. Yes. Here's the thing. Us as Bears fans, we were over the moon after that first touchdown drive, the opening drive, when it was all scripted, and we were rocked right down the field, scored a touchdown, because Bears didn't do that at all last year, once. And then Flores adjusted, Caleb started to struggle, everything went to shit, he missed some throws. The line started to break down a little bit. He was put in the field position, got worse and worse and worse. Everything stacked up. Opposite. the Vikings started out like garbage. Complete garbage. And then everything started to change for them, and J.J. McCarthy gets named NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, I think there's probably a few players over him that probably should have been named Offensive Player of the Week.
But did you watch you said you watched the first half?
A little bit.
Did that motherfucker look like ass to you?
Again, it's first game. It's...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like,
if you want to call a spade, he looked like an ass.
I'm just saying, you're not... You don't expect anyone to really look good their first game.
Okay, but Nick, that's not the question I'm asking.
No, he didn't look good.
Did Caleb look good in the second half? No. But there's this whole thing. The Vikings fans who feel good today shouldn't feel like they're on top of the world.
Plus, to be fair, the Bears fans really didn't look like he looked good on, I guess, just looking box score. It really didn't look like JJ even looked good until, like, the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm not. He didn't even look good. He didn't look that good in the fourth quarter either. He just made some throws against the secondary who was down, like, literally everybody except the safeties. And he didn't look good. If you're a Vikings fan right now and you're super excited and thrilled, cool, you won. You deserve it. But you shouldn't be that fucking happy, and you should be kind of worried about what's next, especially in the division. If you're a Bears fan, you saw what the floor should be. You got to hope that he gets better. You got to give him a chance, too. The worst thing, the Bears have given this guy DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, Luther Burden, DeAndre Swift,
Colson Loveland,
who I hate. I hate DeAndre Swift.
He's okay.
He's not good.
He's
not good. Give him a line, he's good. Give him no line, he's bad. Give him a midline, he's bad.
He's bad.
He's bad.
I feel like
garbage.
I feel like you're undersold.
Don't like him. Not good. Not good at all. Not good. Not good. But they gave him the top offensive coordinator in the league. They basically gave him anything they wanted. But the worst thing the Bears have done to this guy is not save Matt Eberflus for another year. Or hire Shane Waldron. They didn't get him a backup. They should have fucking got him Josh Johnson. Where the fuck are you at, Josh Johnson? Do not put that little fucking 5'9 white guy from West Virginia
as their backup. Oh, guys, 5'9?
No, he's not 5'9, but he's short and he's skinny.
I was about to say. I was like, what the fuck?
Don't do that to the guy. It's already Chicago. They're going to hate him no matter what. They already hate him because he's gay.
Shout out Andrew Reese's Nail Tech.
Bro.
If you know, like, you know.
That's the worst thing you could have done for the dude. It's going to be fine. It's not. I don't know if it's going to be fine. I'm a little more worried than I thought I would be. But we can't act like he was out there playing like fucking Zach Wilson. He still shows talent. That's the most. That's the worst part about it. Because
Zach Wilson showed talent?
Bullshit. Not like Caleb. I know you don't like Caleb because part of it's me. You don't like when I'm happy about my Bears fandom because I'm annoying.
Also, Drake May.
Well, yeah, but Caleb has way better arm talent than Zach Wilson. There was a reason. Same with Trevor
Wasn't
Lawrence.
The whole reason Zach Wilson got drafted was because of his arm?
Yeah, but there's a reason this guy was billed as a generational talent from day one at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's like he's in a class. He's in a tier above Zach Wilson.
Well, guys. The other Alec was literally sucking off Zach Wilson the moment he saw him.
Well, Alec, you should not be a GM.
The one game I really saw of Zach Wilson, he kind of looked like shit against Coastal Carolina when they actually had to play like a real team. Because it was like the 1 year Coastal Carolina was good. Or actually, that might have been the year Isaiah Likely was there, maybe.
Yeah, so the Bears pissed me off. Can you get a fucking kicker that actually kicks the ball with, like, a fucking man? Please? Every fucking kicker. Kickers are getting too good, first of all.
Yeah.
I don't like this little making 60 yards like they're easy. But this motherfucker can barely make a 47-yarder. He's got to put all his leg into it. He can't even kick the ball out of the back of the end zone. And you keep him year after year after year. And every fucking year, it shows up at some point.
How old is
the guy? He's like 32. He's a decent kicker. From if you keep him 50 in, he's pretty accurate. But first of all, it's Chicago. Everybody knows it's the windy city. You got to kick in the elements. Get a better kicker. Why are you so content with this motherfucker? It's a kicker. He probably costs $6 million in cap space. And also, don't waste a fourth round pick on a fucking punter who sucks.
Oh, God. He sucks?
He's not good. He's not good. He constantly outkicks his fucking coverage because his leg's so goddamn good. And he got bailed out in college because Iowa has some demons on special teams. Mainly a white guy who's a starting cornerback for the Eagles who was still playing gunner. And he fucking kicks line drives right to him all the fucking time. Don't waste a fourth rounder unless you're the fucking Chiefs on a punter. Or the Eagles. Or a team that doesn't need depth. But I guess you're Ryan Poles. All your draft picks suck anyway, so I guess it is what it is.
To be fair, I feel like punters and kickers should literally be like fantasy drafts. Like, you literally just draft them like 7th round. Maybe 6th.
I can't believe I was happy.
Literally like 7th round.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was cool. Fuck that guy. He sucks.
Who?
Tory Taylor.
Who the fuck's Tory Taylor?
The punter.
Oh.
The Bears are going to be fine. They're not going to be good. They're not going to be bad. They're going to be average. And we're going to be right back in this stupid loop like we always are with the fucking Bears. It's going to be make or break next year for Caleb. And something's going to go stupid. And then we're going to be right back at square one. Yeah, I don't even care anymore.
Was that your rant?
No.
Oh, wait, what was your rant?
My rant is that we got to start being normal with these fucking quarterbacks, man. I'm so over it. It's not just Caleb. It's the JJ thing. It's Cam Ward. It's this, that, the other. It's if Dylan has a bad game. Oh my God, he's a terrible 5-star. He should never have been a 5-star. Arch Manning, stop overreacting about these stupid fucking quarterbacks. Have a little bit of patience.
It's just
in
the
your
overcoverage
life.
Of the media.
It's still a fan base. Like, everybody in every Bears fan out there, including me, just talked to you about Caleb, has no patience and is like 6 games left. Now, part of that is everything they put around him. You got no excuse, man. Go out there and play. But the other part is, it's still going to take time. It's not going to be like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, outliers. And look at C.J. Stroud. He regressed a little bit.
His line's also dog shit.
I know, but like...
And the Rams actually have a good defense.
We don't have to give these quarterbacks who have a one good drive in a fourth quarter, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, hype them all the way up just to tear them down. It was always going to be this outcome on Monday Night Football. I told both of you guys this. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen in the game. But I knew whoever lost the game, oh, colossal bust. Whoever won the game, they're going to hype them up.
No, they still got their whole careers to play out. Like, it's way too early to make definitive judgments on them, but the jokes are funny.
Well, I know the jokes are funny, and you're going to have, especially if you're like Caleb and you do stuff that sets you up for jokes.
Yeah.
But,
Twitter does have a field day with him.
Man, okay. The painting nails is fine. Let him paint his nails. People don't like him because he acts like he's, I don't know, bisexual. I don't know how to say this in a non-cancelable way. Grow up. The jokes are funny, but like, some people hate him for this shit. Bro, he's just a quarterback.
I don't hate him. I just think the jokes are funny.
We just gotta calm down with these fucking quarterbacks. Some of them need time. Was Lamar Jackson what Lamar Jackson was in year one, Nick?
No, but I think he won MVP in his second year.
Was Lamar Jackson, was Josh Allen, Josh Allen year one?
Oh,
now,
God,
Josh
no.
Allen's an outlier. He was ass. He was like garbage.
Josh Allen got some people paid. He got Anthony Richardson paid.
Okay. Was,
but yeah. Oh.
Peyton Manning sucked. Oh, yeah, it was a different generation, era. He sucked.
He was ass his first year.
Tom Brady
was 16. Didn't he have the record for, oh wait, no. Jameis might.
I think Jameis beat him to it.
Yeah. But he previously held the record for most interceptions. In like a season.
Oh, like, we gotta be patient for these guys, man. It's not that hard. Like,
but I suppose that's one thing with the media coverage, is that people are like way too paying way too much attention, and like the fans get upset right away if like they don't see success, so it's harder to give like those quarterbacks time for like
okay, but
you need a strong organization around your quarterback in order to kind of shield them from that. But as you've said in the past, the Bears aren't really a strong organization, so they're kind of just fucked from the start.
It's not even that, though. Is it the Bears' fault? At this point, is it the Bears' fault if Caleb fails? I mean, they put Ben Johnson around him. They gave him a quarterback. The coach, everybody would have put that again, around a young quarterback.
Yeah.
They gave him
a, again,
they
also we,
the line.
Also, again, you put the coach that everyone would put around him, but there also is no guarantee that just because Ben Johnson was a good coordinator that
okay,
he will be a good
head
coach.
To do?
I know. I'm just saying. That's also not a guarantee just because you're a good coordinator
but
that you're a good
never
head coach.
A guarantee. All these
I know it's never
a
guarantee.
But all
I'm just
these
saying.
Guys are coin flips, and that's the problem because
yeah.
everybody's billed as like this generational superstar. If Cam – I'm sorry. I know you guys like Cam Ward, but if Cam Ward came out in Caleb's draft, he would have gone – after Jaden, after Caleb, after Drake.
Oh, yeah. He would have been like he would have been like the Michael Penix, JJ tier.
Yeah, but instead, Cam Ward's this first overall pick who has all this, oh, is he the next Mahomes
but,
hype?
Nah, but Cam has some dog in him. Cam has some dog
I know he does, Nick, but I'm just saying we got to keep our expectations in check. Otherwise, what's the fucking point of being a fan?
Hey.
Now. Should we preview some of the games next week?
Yeah.
The biggest one that I know of is Chiefs-Eagles, but I also don't think that's that big because I think the Eagles are going to walk them.
I guess we kind of brushed over Thursday night, but probably should talk about it.
I hope both teams lose.
Yeah, Packers-Commanders, that'll be a good game. Green Bay favored -3.5. They will be going to Lambeau, first Thursday night game on Amazon Prime. But yeah, very interested to see how. I'm actually interested to see how much like Micah plays and how he's able to affect the game and how Jaden Daniels handles that. And
yeah. I hope both teams lose.
Again, he's very biased. Interesting. Early game Sunday for me, Rams Titans.
Gross.
Rams. I guess they were going up against good defense. We'll see how they do against Tennessee.
They also were going up against a team, or they also had a quarterback in there who had no preseason because his back was broke.
Yeah, and also interested to see how he does with his broken back. I kind of like the over in Jaguars-Bengals.
Here's another thing about the fucking NFL. Why do people insist on giving Eagles good players for 6-round picks? Stop doing it. Clearly, they're better than you. Clearly, they know what they're doing. Stop giving the Eagles players that are good for 6-rounders that you're going to turn into nothing. If the Eagles, in baseball, everybody knows trading for a Rays player is terrible because they're going to be not as good at the next stop. Because the Rays are just some demon franchise who just turns these players into good players, and then they just lose all their skills if you trade them.
It's like how people say, don't trade with Sam Presti.
Yes, exactly. Okay? Stop trading with the fucking Eagles. They're always, 9 times out of 10, they're right. Anyway, Tank Bigsby is definitely scoring a touchdown this week.
Yeah, did Will Shipley already get injured?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, damn. he was my Saquon handcuff. Bills, Jets.
Bills.
Not sure how. Yeah, probably the Bills, but not sure how good that. Actually, to be fair, not sure how good either defense is, but.
I mean, the Jets should try to run it down their throat, just like the Ravens tried to do it.
Just more interested to see how Justin plays. 49ers, Saints. Interested to see who actually plays in that game.
That could be the Saints' only one of the year.
I suppose if Brock had to miss a game, that would probably be the game they'd want him to miss. Looks they've got some good divisional games. Giants, Cowboys.
I think that may be Russell Wilson's last game as a starting quarterback.
I don't think Jackson Dart's ready. I don't think they're going to throw
then
him in that
soon. Put Jameis out there. Russell Wilson sucks, man. I was watching that game. I had my eye on it because I was cheering against the Commanders.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson, man, you are cooked. I'm sorry.
Bears-Lions? Get right game for the Bears?
I think the good thing is if they're not facing Brian Flores. The bad part is it's the first road game for a team with a new coach.
Gotta play on the road at some point.
The Lions are gonna be amped up because Ben Johnson left them, and you know Dan Campbell's going to have them fired up because of that. So I'm not sure how that game's going to go. I think the Lions are not going to be as good as they were.
Yeah, I think they'll eventually ride the ship.
Isn't there
though.
A stat that Jared Goff was like 0 for his last 19 without McVay or?
Oh no, not 0 for his last night. Well, in his career, 0 for 19. He's 0-19-1 without McVay or Johnson as his coordinator slash coach.
I think the Lions win, but I think it's going to
be basically close. Like with either of those two calling plays for him.
I think the Lions win, and it's going to be close, and Caleb plays better, because if he doesn't, I'll kill myself.
Okay. Well, that was depressing. Seahawks, Steelers.
Oof. I don't like the Seahawks, man. I like the uniforms. I don't like any of their personnel decisions. Trading Geno Smith for fucking...
I don't like Darnold.
Darnold sucks. They shouldn't have got rid of their offensive coordinator last year because it wasn't like it was a shit show. And he's actually a good play caller. It's Bama's new OC. He was with Kalen DeBoer at Washington.
Yeah, was he watching? Yeah.
But he's better than fucking Clint Kubiak, the Nepo baby that always goes everywhere and sucks everywhere. He was a Saints OC last year. He sucked.
Why he had those great 2 weeks. He had those great first 2 weeks. Broncos, Colts. Denver minus 1.5. Ooh, I really like Broncos in that. Granted, Bo Nix kind of looked like shit, but I'm assuming.
Wow, who shot?
Yeah. Granted, I do believe it'll probably look a lot better this week. Panthers, Cardinals.
That's Cardinals, easy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Bryce looked like ass last week.
Yes, I'm aware, but I'm assuming he'll look better this week. But I was going to say. This may be the game where all the Cardinals nerds fucking get their rocks off.
Maybe.
We'll see.
What's Sunday night game?
Before the Sunday night game, I'm surprised that this actually was not the Sunday night game. It'll be the primetime afternoon game, though. Eagles-Chiefs, 325.
Eagles walk them. The Chiefs always suck in the regular season, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to be... They're losing the division this year.
They're not losing the division.
They're losing the division, but they're making the AFC Championship game because, of course, they are.
Yeah. Surprised that is not the Sunday night game. But, I'll say it. Chiefs take it. Chiefs work their voodoo magic, and they take it. They take it. No, it's in KC.
Oh, okay.
Last drive of the game. Patrick Mahomes comes down and wins it. Falcons, Vikings.
That's the Sunday night game?
Yes, that is the Sunday night game.
Fucking gross.
Rematch of the national championship game from 2 years ago. Penix versus JJ.
Falcons.
Nah, I'm taking Vikings. Drake London's injured, and I literally don't
it's
like
Kyle Pitts time, so Nick.
Okay. It's been Kyle Pitts time for like 3 years now.
It's Kyle Pitts time, and you know what else time it is? It's time for you to do the map.
We got two more games.
Oh, I thought that was a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Is there a
double header? Well, yeah, we got double header. Oh, fuck. Double header on Monday night. Bucks Texans at 6. Oh, it's actually one of the double headers where it's like back, like one game, then the next game. So we got Bucks Texans at 6. And then Chargers Raiders at 9. I'm assuming you probably won't be staying up for the full Chargers Raiders game.
Won't watch that. I'll see the Chargers beating the Raiders after the game. And
I'm
going to
predict Raiders upset the Chargers. And then Texans Bucks. I'll take the Texans.
And I'll take the Bucks, even though it looked like shit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Bowers is questionable. All right, if Bowers plays, they win. If Bowers doesn't play, then they lose.
I need to know quick, because he kind of fucks me if he doesn't play, so.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I kind of need to know that, too, because I drafted him in one league, and fuck. I really need him.
The thing that sucks is he is, like, literally the last game of the week, so if you start your other tight end, he's already going to be done by the time you figure it out.
Yeah, I'm really hoping they announce that sometime on Sunday, whether or not he's playing.
I may have to... pick up Mike Mayer or whatever the fuck his name is if he doesn't and just roll the dice on him.
Oh, hopefully someone will just pick up Mike Mayer and fuck you.
Fuck you.
I wasn't going to. Right, wait, do you have proper errors in one of our leagues?
I don't think so. Not in that league.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah.
In the stupid league, in the pod league, I do, because I drafted both Brock and Trey McBride, so I'll just sit Brock and roll with Trey McBride.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, fuck. Yeah. All right, throw me a pen.
All right. Use that pink one. It's going to be, I don't know if it's too dark, too pink. Light. There's one right there that's pink, too.
Oh, I'll take the pink one. Yeah, let's do some maps.
All right, this is going to be bad podcasting, guys, but I don't think that Nick can do all the get all the 50 states in the right place. So I'm going to come over to his mic here and make sure that he's not researching anything. He is not.
Okay.
And
all right, so you'll have to commentate while I do it.
Where are you going to start, Nick?
Oh, might as well start with the easy ones.
He's a lefty, so I can't see his writing. He's got Alaska. He's got Hawaii. Proud of him. Those were tricky ones. I think he's going to go for the Northeast last, and that's where he's going to fuck up.
Yeah, I'm saving that for last.
Damn it.
Wait, how the fuck am I, Idaho?
Yes. That was a possible one in the West, too.
Is Montana empty?
Yes.
CO. Can't fuck up that one. AZ. NM.
Did you get the right one out of Wyoming and Colorado?
You think I did? Bro.
Sometimes that tricks people, bro. Now, if you get South Dakota and North Dakota wrong, I mean, I may have to just kill you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Again, you're supposed to be commentating.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, guys, watching the Cubs games.
Yeah.
He's making his way towards the Northeast. That's when it gets interesting here. I can't see what he has, but he's got everything right so far. Does he know what's underneath Missouri? Looks like he's struggling.
Oh, wait. Is Michigan MI?
Yes. All right, let me take a look at the map real quick.
Okay, I'm about halfway done.
He's about halfway done. He's got everything right so far. I'm not confident I'm going to win this bet yet, even though we didn't bet anything on it, but... got Florida. He's really keeping that Northeast part till the last one.
Georgia. That's Alabama. Mississippi. It's Tennessee. TN. SCNC. KY.
Let me take a look at the map real quick. Ah, he's got it. Damn it. I thought maybe Kentucky you'd fuck up. I don't know why.
Oh, H, P, A, and Y. Is that Maine's M, E?
Now, give me 1 sec, Nick. I'll let you think about this while I count up the states he's got done so far. He's got one.
I just count the ones I don't have done. Will that be faster? I really don't know why he didn't think I could do this, but... he's still counting.
He's got 12 more states left. Can he get them all right? I thought he may get fucked up on that one, too.
WV. That one's MD. It's DE.
know which one's coming down to, guys.
Oh, God, that one's so fucking hard to see, but this one is our...
Oh, damn it, you got Rhode Island.
This is so fucking hard, bro. It's literally like that big on the map. I'm drawing the line out here. Alright, let's CT.
He's got... You've got, what, 48 states, right?
Yeah.
He's got... What are your two states you're deciding between? It's between New Hampshire and Vermont. Which one's going to be put where?
Oh, wait, actually...
He started to write New Hampshire, and then he fucking... He thought better of it. He almost got it wrong, guys. I'm impressed, Nick. I didn't believe in you, but you proved
50 out of 50. Told him.
You basically have 49.5 out of 50. You started that New Hampshire one. I see the scribble. Can't fool me.
Okay. If you start writing a wrong answer on a test, but you cross it out and write the right one, do you... Take away points.
To quote Greg Cody, I'm not taking a fucking quiz.
Don't know who the fuck Greg Cody is.
That's a you problem.
I know he's on the Levitar, but yeah.
But.
No free ads.
Should we take our shots?
Sure.
Nick, what is
your shot? Next time I'll do the Capitals for you.
Okay, we have another map here.
No, I'm joking. I don't know. Capitals, I might get like 40 out of 50. But no. We'll do that another day. Let's wrap this one up. All right, Alec, take your shot.
All right, well, my shot. I don't like daylight savings time. It's starting to get darker quicker. It's sad. I don't want to work all day and then have it be dark when I get off work.
All right, can I ask you something?
What?
Have you realized daylight savings time is still going on?
Yeah, but it's slowly getting closer and closer to like...
Are you talking about daylight? Do you hate when daylight saving time ends?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, just had to clarify that.
They understand what it means. Alec knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Had to make sure.
By the way, no free ads. Or I'm not going to beg for viewers on the podcast, but come on, Jake. We've mentioned the podcast to you like 5 times. Like, fucking like, subscribe, and review. Not that hard.
Yeah, come on, Jake.
But yeah, I don't like the change there because then you work all day and you just get up and it's dark out and it feels like you need to just go straight to sleep and start being like a fucking loser. Just, I don't like it. And I can tell that time's coming because usually when we get this podcast is a longer podcast, but usually we get done at 8. And it's still a good enough time to go for a walk. And now you get done with this podcast and it's already dark outside. I don't like it. Not a fan. Take your shot.
Yeah, it's getting to be that time of the year and winter sucks. But my shot is AI is a powerful tool.
Oh, God.
I was reading something the other day. Whoa, wonder that back. Nah, I saw something the other day that, apparently, everyone's using, like, AI in their applications, and every employer is also screening with AI, and no one's getting hired.
We just figured this out?
Well, we kind of knew it was happening, but there's the data to back it up. But AI is a powerful tool. I think we may be implementing it too fast.
It's a shocker. We're fucking up trying to go too fast with something.
Yeah. To be fair, AI, it's a very powerful tool, and we should be using it right now, but we should also be using it along with human oversight so that we can spot the errors. AI is not perfect yet. It is getting better and better each day, but we still need to use that human oversight with the AI. We can't just use AI exclusively at the moment. I don't believe we are at that stages yet. We will get there, but my take is we need to probably maybe not slow down. We need to slow down the AI, and when we are using the AI, we do need to still use some human oversight. So yeah, even if you use AI, just double check it. Like, just make sure everything looks good. Like, still use your brain. Also,
I agree with you.
Kids are just using AI on everything, and
That's got to stop. We already have dumb enough kids in this fucking nation. Not to sound like old man yells at cloud.
That's why Alec thought I fucking couldn't do a map.
That's because I knew you, I've known you for 25 years.
And you, and one of those 25 years made you think I couldn't do a map.
I don't fucking know, man. You put Sam on this podcast. I don't think he's doing the map. Alec, I don't know if you're doing the map. We have an extra one. You want to come be a guest co-host? You can fill out the fucking map.
Alec. I'll at least give him. I'll say at least gets like 45 out of 50.
That's what I thought you'd get. I thought you'd completely fuck up the Northeast.
I know the Northeast. It's just the Northeast is a fucking pain because like. Fucking, like, look at that. Look how small fucking Rhode Island is. Like, you literally have to draw lines out on all of them. Because you can't even, like, write in them. At least, like, all the states are, like, the middle and on the West Coast, you can actually, like, write the letters in. I guess why you technically can't write in, but it's, like, off to the sides.
I guess. Well, guys, if you're our listeners out there, we have one more map left. So if any one of you guys are up to the challenge, come and prove that you can fill out the map.
We can probably also print off more maps.
I don't know. Seems to be our printers are fucked up.
I figured it out, but yeah. I can print off more maps if I need to.
Well, whoever wants to fill out a fucking map, you're more than welcome to come over and guest host this podcast so I can sit back and listen.
Or we can also try other challenges as well.
True.
All right, but that's all we got for you today. This was probably our one pod for the week, and we'll probably come back to you hopefully next Monday-ish.
Yep. The Bears don't play on Monday, so I'm not going to want to kill myself. Well, don't want to say that. That's possible.
Oh, you might just want to kill himself on Sunday.
Yep, maybe. Probably. I got to talk about that.
Wait, you can't say that because Caleb Williams, he was talking about suicide prevention on his nails.
Yeah, and then he went out there and made me want to die. Do better, man. Just do better. All around. Just do better.
All right,
goodbye.
We'll see you guys next week.
Take that stupid-ass undershirt off, man. Take that gray shirt underneath your jersey off. Get it off. Not here. Not for it. I'll defend you on the nails. Fuck. You get a Super Bowl? I told you. I paint my nails, man. I will paint my nails. I'll paint my toes. I don't care. Just get me to a Super Bowl, but take that fucking gray t-shirt off from underneath your jersey. Looks stupid. Goodbye.